This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. Vegas up 2-1 on Winnipeg, game number 4 tomorrow night. In hour 1, we had Dave Gosher, the Vegas Golden Knights TV voice. Let's get the other side. Winnipeg down 2-1, but this is a team that has had, well, a lot of luck winning games on the road. Harrison Lee covering the Vegas Golden Knights for Arctic Ice Hockey for SB Nation, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Harrison, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for the time. All right, let's talk about this team in Winnipeg, because the U.S. audience, unless you're a diehard NHL fan, hasn't watched a ton of Winnipeg Jets hockey. You know, in terms of where this team is in the Western Conference Finals for the first time in their existence, what type of moment is this for Jets fans to have their team in the Western Conference Finals?
I think for the most part, I'm not from Winnipeg. I'm a Baltimore native, so I kind of was a reformed Thrashers fan, but getting the sense of visiting Winnipeg and talking to a lot of the fans, I think a lot of people are a little bit on edge. No one's really used to Winnipeg having come this far or really being a top five team in the NHL. So it's a little bit of, there's a lot of excitement and a lot of adrenaline and anticipation, but also quite a bit of anxiety.
Mm. How do you and how do Jets fans see the story of the Vegas Golden Knights, given the fact that this is a franchise that on April the 1st, 2017, had one player and no head coach, and they are now sitting in the Western Conference Finals up 2-1 on the Jets. How do you see the story of the Knights, and how do Jets fans see the story of this crazy first season in Vegas?
I think for both teams, the story this season was growth. The Knights basically came out of nowhere and took advantage of a system that gave them the ability to identify players who were underutilized or maybe a little bit buried on their respective teams and really give them a shot at, you know, top six or top pairing time and a chance to really cement themselves as, well, nowadays we find out that a lot of them are elite NHLers. Mm. And really Vegas to me is a very interesting case because a lot of the parts don't work 100% at the level that people suspect they do, but it really hasn't mattered because for them it just seems like a next man up mentality. And I felt like that happened to Winnipeg a lot this season where they lost Mark Scheifele, who's probably their most important even strength contributor and maybe really their most important player, period. And they had a winning record during that entire stretch, you know, calling on talented prospects, young rookies, and the current veteran core that's already there. So I think in a lot of ways, while these teams have been around for differing periods of time, the season does share a lot of narrative threads as far as both franchises are concerned.
Home atmospheres for both are incredibly difficult, but Nashville was a tough place to play as well. Why was Winnipeg able to win 3 games in the last series, including Game 7 at Nashville?
That's a good question. I think Winnipeg was designed to counter Nashville's forecheck to a degree. I think Nashville is an elite defensive team. That's definitely no secret. But ultimately, Winnipeg has probably, arguably, the deepest forward grouping in the entire league. And they just have so much goal-scoring talent that at some point the levy was going to break. I think it's a little weird that it didn't happen at home that often. But Pekka Rinne's decline really sort of set in motion things to happen, and the Jets just seem to when they lost at home, they just kind of seemed to put their nose to the grindstone, said, all right, look, we'll take a look at what we did, you know, tweak a few things, but ultimately they came back with the same approach and it worked in the Nashville arena each time.
So Harrison, in game one of this series, we saw the home atmosphere and the team playing in front of it, the Jets, just erupt. 3 goals in the first period. They basically won the game in the first 10 minutes and go up 3-0 to go up 1-0. Vegas bounces back in game two. They win game two. And then in game three, Vegas, in a very similar fashion, able to get a hold of a goal in the first 45 seconds of the game to go up 1-0, ultimately winning the game 4-2. But in the third period, it looked like the Jets figured something out, and their pressure was outstanding. They didn't win the game, but do you think they figured something out that could help them into game four in that third period last night?
It just seems like every time Winnipeg has started a game against Vegas, there's a lot of apprehension. And usually Winnipeg, honestly, people will talk about Vegas being one of the fastest teams in the league, but the Knights will tell you that Winnipeg is exactly the same way. Both teams are built with a fair degree of skill and speed, and Winnipeg really didn't put the pressure on to begin with. The one thing that the Knights do exceptionally well is counter on mistakes and turnovers, which Winnipeg, I mean, committed almost immediately yesterday. And in game two, the same thing happened. So I think the Jets just kind of have to come out of the gates with a lot of pressure, play like they did in the third period. Overall, this whole series, they've basically held the edge in scoring chances, both in quantity and volume and quality. But I think Marc-Andre Fleury just right now looks a bit like a gigantic wall. So solving him's going to be their biggest challenge, probably.
Harrison Lee joining us from Arctic Ice Hockey, SB Nation site, covering the Winnipeg Jets on Pushing the Odds. On your Twitter account, Harrison, HL Living Loco, you wrote that you believe that Game 5, if the Knights win Game 5, the series is over. Why do you believe that this team can't come back from a 3-1 deficit if it's there?
I think the pressure will be pretty substantial. I mean, Winnipeg has proven to me this season that they have a lot of resiliency and the ability to bounce back. But I think if this series does take a 3-1 lead for Vegas, I think that's just going to be too much of a hole for Winnipeg to climb out of, in part because their adjustments maybe aren't working, or if Fleury continues to dominate like he has for most of this playoffs, I think it's just one of those situations where you kind of have to tip your cap and accept that maybe things are just not meant to be. You kind of look at how Fleury's played, and he, on the one hand, he's played tremendously well, and on the other hand, Winnipeg just seems to lack a little bit of finish. And I don't know if fatigue is setting in from the previous series, or if really, if the Jets are just not fated to advance past this amazing Vegas team.
How does if that happens and the Jets lose to Vegas, I mean, this would be, I think, I mean, in the mid-90s was the last time a team won from Canada winning the Cup, right? It's been seemed like forever since that's happened. You know, how will Jets fans see the season if it's ended by the Vegas Golden Knights? Are they okay with that? I mean, I know they're not that old in Winnipeg, but this is hockey in Canada.
I feel like the feeling will be a little bit like the Jets have been robbed. I mean, Canada has gone about 30 years now without a cup, and no team has really given them any sort of hope for a returning trophy back to the country, you know, except for the Leafs before they imploded against the Bruins several years ago. But Winnipeg is really the first genuine chance Canada and Jets fans have seen, you know, a Stanley Cup potential for. Mm. And I feel like here comes this upstart young ragtag band of players that really, when you kind of look at the underlying metrics, there's not one thing that stands out about Vegas. And yet they still somehow pull out these miraculous, you know, 3-1, 3-2 victories, sometimes scoring 5 or 6 goals. And you just have to feel you're kind of running uphill, even when a team like the Jets are actually controlling the game and getting burned on just a few major mistakes.
Hmm. Harrison, I'll get you out of here on this. What has to happen on Friday night, in your mind, for Winnipeg to even up this series at 2 games apiece?
Winnipeg pretty much needs to come out immediately with pressure. At this point, they're kind of, it's not really do or die, but they might as well be. I mean, they need to come out, score a goal early, put all of the pressure on Vegas to kind of stretch the play out and really dial up the pace immediately. I mean, Winnipeg has this potential to overwhelm the Knights' depth, and essentially win the bottom six matchups. But Winnipeg just needs to say, you know what, we're going to come out, you know, firing on all four cylinders. We need to essentially drive play against them immediately and not sit back and wait for Vegas's counterattacks, because that will kill them again.
Hmm. Harrison, great stuff. Thank you. Enjoy game four tomorrow night.
Thanks. You too.
That is Harrison Lee covering the Winnipeg Jets for SB Nation on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I think he's right. I think winner of game four wins the series. I said it earlier. I agree. 2-2 going to Winnipeg with a best of three, knowing that Vegas has to win a game on the road. Now, they could do it. I just don't think they're going to. I think Winnipeg is so good at home, and that environment will be even more crazy if it's 2-2 going back with a pivotal game five. I think the series would go seven then, but, and I'm not saying they just can't win a game seven. They've just never been there before. This team has never played in a game seven. Marc-Andre Fleury has, but they never played in a game seven. Game seven of the Western Conference Finals on the road in Canada with a 30-year drought to win the cup on the line potentially for the... You're just asking for too much, man. I just think getting that win in game two for the Jets, sorry, for the Knights was so very important because it sets them up to win game three and four at home. Took care of business last night. Got to do the same thing in game four. It'll be even more difficult in game four. But maybe the guys here, I've always said that in the playoffs, you're in Vegas for four or five nights. Maybe a little fun tonight, a little hungover tomorrow. Much more to come. Pushing the odds.